Thank you for joining me for another episode of My Story, Living with Lupus Podcast. I'm your host, Susan Hendricks, and I'm so glad that you could join me on this Monday, January 9th, 2023. Last year, you heard me state in my podcast that I was taking a twist from the usual of speaking about lupus. I will continue to provide for you updated information in lupus research. You will occasionally hear about my journey of dealing with lupus and everything else that comes with having this chronic illness. For those of you who do not know, I have a nonprofit organization, the Charlie E. and Minnie P. Hendricks Foundation for Chronic Illness Awareness. This nonprofit is in partnership with the Office of Women's Health, and we'll be talking about numerous topics that affect those of us that have chronic illness and the effects of chronic illness on our communities. Now, this podcast today is all about who's at the helm when it comes to your health. Do you leave everything up to your physicians, or are you in partnership with your physicians regarding your health care? So, you know what I want you to do. That's right. As usual, grab your cup of coffee, your cup of tea, and to my listeners late at night, you know I appreciate you. So go ahead, grab your favorite glass of wine, get your comfy blanket, and come on and join the conversation right here on My Story, Living with Lupus Podcast. Before we get started, allow me to ask these questions. Who is at the helm of your health care? Do you sit back and allow the physician to make all of the decisions? Do you ask questions regarding your health? Are you actively involved with your health care provider in your care? Or do you just sit back and leave major decision making on a family member, caregiver, husband, or wife? Do you understand what health disparity really is? If not, I'll explain it to you. Health disparities are differences in the incidence, prevalence, and mortality of a disease and the related adverse health conditions that exist among specific population groups. These groups may be characterized by gender, age, race, or ethnicity, education, income, social class, disability, geographic location, or sexual orientation. Others have stated that health disparities are preventable circumstances relating to individuals' health status based on social factors such as income, ethnicity, age, and so forth. These factors can really result in circumstances such as a lack of access to proper healthcare resources, and that includes insurance. And it also includes decreased life expectancy rates. It is a well-known fact that communities of color are hit the hardest when it comes to health disparities. WHO, World Health Organization, states, there is ample evidence that social factors, including education, employment status, income level, gender, and ethnicity, have a marked influence on how healthy a person is. In all countries, whether low, middle, or high income, there are wide disparities in the health status of different social groups. The lower an individual's socioeconomic position, the higher their risk of poor health. Health inequities are systematic differences in the health status of different population groups. These inequities have significant social and economic costs both to individuals and societies. The care that one receives can be based on an individual's zip code. I have seen this happen with my own two eyes and have spoken out on this matter. Now, I receive calls all the time inquiring about different situations that have occurred when in search of care and what questions should be asked. I know a young lady right now who is suffering with a chronic illness. She needs to see specialists for her illness. She called me and told me my insurance won't cover the doctor's visit. What do I do? I informed her, you need to enroll out of that insurance and just try to get straight Medicaid. And most people don't know that when you have a state insurance, they will offer you all the bells and whistles of an HMO. But within these HMOs, you have to see physicians who are unable to speak English. You've never seen them before. And you will receive the basic of care. She's been going back and forth with the insurance company trying to get enrolled into straight Medicaid. She has hypertension, she has lupus, she has had a stroke, she has been in a coma, and still can't see the necessary health care providers based on the insurance, the state insurance. So what does she do? She sits at home and throws her hands up and says, just forget it. Just forget it. I'm frustrated with the whole system. And I tell her, you can't be frustrated. You have to fight. It's your body. You are at the helm of your health care. You have to fight to get the care that you need to have some type of quality of life. And in turn, she states that she should not have to do all of this just to receive the proper care. She has even gone to the emergency room seeking care, and the last time she went, they gave her a Motrin and told her to see her primary caregiver, who really doesn't provide the care that she needs. So she's left out here untreated. So I pose the question again to you. Who is at the helm of your health care? It's time that you and you and you and you and all of you that are listening, if you are not at the helm of your health care, the time is now to become knowledgeable, to come proactive, and stop sitting on your hands and not doing anything to receive the proper care that you need. Thank you for rejoining me. Have you heard the phrase lately, health equity? Do you understand what it means and why it matters? Well, health equity is an ideal in which a patient's background and social or economic circumstances have nothing to do with their ability to access quality medical care. But in the U.S., equal access is actively discouraged by insurance companies and corporate policies. Now, I want to ask you another question. Are you going to sit back and allow an insurance company or corporate policies dictate to you regarding the care of your body? If you have not been proactive with your health, this is what you are allowing to happen. It is stated that health disparities are preventable circumstances. This may as well be true. But to state this, you would have to take into account an individual circumstances. Now here, I want to give you just one example. Hypertension, better known as high blood pressure, among Black people. The impact that it causes. The prevalence of high blood pressure among Black people in the United States is among the highest in the world. About 55% of Black adults have high blood pressure, also known as hypertension or HBP. Black people also have disproportionately high rates of more severe HBP, and it develops earlier in life. Historical and systemic factors play a major role in these statistics. Among them are adverse social determinants of health, the conditions in which a person is born and lives. The detriments include lack of access to care, lack of access to healthy foods and other societal issues, lack of access to medication, and distrust of healthcare professionals based on historical discrimination are among contributing factors to a lower adherence to blood pressure medications. Now, if you did not know, certain medications also may be less effective in controlling hypertension in some Black people, and they may require two or more medications to achieve their BP goal. Now, what I have been doing with my nonprofit is devising an online educational program regarding hypertension. And by doing this, you can become more knowledgeable about this deadly silent killer. Also, we must understand that in some underserved communities of color, there are, well, I shouldn't say it exists, food deserts exist. That's what I'm trying to say. No quality supermarkets. The closest store is your corner party store, liquor store, that they go to get food. Now, we know that there is a disproportionate amount of party store, liquor stores in communities of color. You very seldom see them in the suburban areas. And you wonder why. Because people who live in the suburban areas are not going to allow all of those corner liquor stores in their area. They are going to get quality supermarkets, quality restaurants, quality medical facilities, quality urgent care facilities in their area. But these are the things that are lacking in underserved communities of color. Now, my question again is to you. You can take control of your health. And I know some may say that's easy for you to say. No, not really. Because I sit back and watch individuals in the community and I try to educate them on, have you ever tried switching this out in your diet? You've been to the doctor today and had your blood pressure checked? And their response is, no, I can't afford the medication. Two, they don't give me enough food stamps to buy what I need, so I have to get the cheapest thing to make my food stamps last me during the month. The foundation I have had, thanks to Kroger's, Aldi's, Whole Foods, we have went out and purchased quality food and gave it out into the communities for individuals. Just so they can see it's a better way to eat than what you are currently doing. And it really doesn't cost a lot. So you can go on to My Story Living with Lupus website. I will be informing you when everything is set up so that you can take these online courses. They are free of charge. Also, I am still looking for a blood pressure monitoring manufacturer who is willing to donate to the foundation blood pressure monitors so they can be given out to those in the community who have high blood pressure so that they can check their blood pressure on a regular basis and log the results down and take it to their primary care physicians to show them the results. The program on the website will go over nutrition and the importance of exercise. But the main point is to get you to see and to get you to become more proactive within your health care. You don't have to be intimidated by the white jacket. You only have one body and one chance to get things right, to live a more healthier life. Stay with me. You know, there's a saying that when you have your health, you have everything. When you do not have your health, nothing else matters at all. Sometimes I sit back and wonder and say to myself, is anybody listening? Does anybody get what I'm saying to them? You only get one shot at this life. You have to treat your body as a temple. Regardless if you have an illness that is hereditary or not, you have to love and care about yourself, your mental health, your physical health, your overall well-being. I'm trying to help. I'm trying to assist. I'm trying to do what God placed in my heart to do, is to help others. And I'm doing it free of charge. Free of charge. But you may never know what results come from your actions. But if you do nothing, there will be no results. You will be stuck in the same position. You cannot blame your doctor. You cannot blame your mama, your daddy, nobody. It's up to you to love yourself and to take care of yourself. I would like to thank all of my listeners and my new listeners from Botswana. Thank you for joining me. Let 2023, starting right now, be the year that you take control and show everyone that you are the captain of your hell. Don't be intimidated by the white coat. Speak up and speak out to your physicians. I'm Susan Hendricks, your host for My Story, Living with Lupus. I'll see you next time.